Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's tipped in the line of scrimmage. It's over. Defense comes through.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Ian Eagle, with the call this past Sunday on CBS as the Bears win again, their fourth straight, and improve to 8-3. The same record as the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's the matchup coming up on Black Friday on Amazon as the Eagles host the Bears. We'll tell you about that and the games coming up week 13 NFL Sunday in a moment. But first, we got to tell you about our friends at BetMGM, because today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Like maybe the Orlando Magic tonight on the road in Philly against the Sixers. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick coming up in 20 minutes. Best bets for week 13 in the NFL. Danny Parkins next hour as well. First things first on Fox Sports 1. All our bets for tonight will close the show 1 hour from now. And a spirited game of Predict the Prop is on the way with our friend Brad Evans. How do I know? Because I was texting with Brad earlier. And I suffered for you, our listeners and viewers. Because you never want to talk to Brad Evans too much. I'm kidding. We love Brad. And I love having him on the show. Also, I'd prefer not to text him. Love you, Brad. Eagles and Bears on Black Friday. Eagles, a touchdown favorite, although it looks like this is going to go down to 6.5. So the Bears are the preferred betting side right now. The total's 44.5. So there's a lot to be figured out here, right, from an injury perspective for Chicago. Is Jalen Johnson going to play? Like, we know that he's going to return at some point for the Bears, their best corner. Are they going to get any of their linebackers back? They all missed last week in the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So still a lot to be figured out. So I've not bet this game yet. And I said at the start of the show, I have an opinion that's going to surprise people on this game. And I'm curious just, and like, I don't, you know, you can type it in the chats or you can tweet, whatever. I'm just curious what you, our listeners and viewers, think I'm about to say with my surprising thought on this game. Maybe you think I'm about to say the Bears are going to win. Keep it really close. No. I think the Eagles are going to destroy them. I think this is now big boy football that the Chicago Bears are going up against this weekend on Friday against the Eagles. This is like a kid who's, you know, in kindergarten, the ruler of the roost, and he's the kindergarten bully. And then he goes and picks a fight with like a fifth grader. And you know how that's going to go. I think the Eagles are going to hand their ass to them on a silver platter. I think it might get bad. Now, I want to see where the number goes. I want to see the injury report for Chicago, so I'm not betting this game yet. But I will tell you, and I will repeat it tomorrow, I don't think the Eagles are going to win by 7. I think the Eagles might win by 17. I think they might win by 24. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But it's not Eagles small. It's Eagles big. Moving to Sunday. Why is this not the Sunday night game? Like, we have to watch Broncos Commanders. Ridiculous. Colts and Texans in Indianapolis. Massive game in the AFC South. 8-3 Indy hosting 6-5 Houston. So this was Indy 3.5 at open, and I'm just going to give a... I feel like this is an NFL Sunday now. I'm refreshing my BetMGM odds board just to make sure I have all the updated numbers for everybody. So Colts-Texans on Sunday. Indy 4.5, 44.5 the total. This was 3.5 and 46.5. So we're seeing the game get bet down, and obviously the Colts have gotten bet out a little bit. And I will admit, I am a little surprised by that. But the Colts getting bet out. Now, Indy's offense like still looks good from a season perspective looking at it, but I don't think it's really been that great, and obviously was not great against the Chiefs on Sunday. And Shane Steichen, I'll give him credit, took some ownership, speaking to the media, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday, but basically saying, yeah, like my play calling wasn't that great towards the end of this game. I should have run the ball more with Jonathan Taylor. We talked about that on the show on Monday. And now, here's the Houston Texans defense. I guess the idea on Indy and liking the Colts would be, okay, even with C.J. Stroud back, here's Sauce Gardner on Nico Collins and, like, you know, Tre'Varius Ward on Jaden Higgins and Kenny Moore on Christian Kirk or Jalen Noel. And they're not really going to be able. They ran the ball on Buffalo because everyone runs on Buffalo. So I think, like, there's a case to be made that the Texans are not going to score a lot in this game. But I think there's easily a case to be made that the Colts offense could get held down by one of the best defenses in the league in the Houston Texans, and we know what happens with Daniel Jones when he's under pressure. I think right now, if you want to bet this game, to get in while the getting's good with the under, before this goes down to 44, which is one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. I think it's a lower scoring game. I like under 44.5 with the Colts and the Texans. We'll talk more about the side tomorrow. All right, I'm going to try to go big time rapid fire now and touch on every single game in the next like 6 minutes. It's going to be tough. Bills and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Buffalo, a 4-point road favorite, 47.5. Aaron Rodgers is going to be back in this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bills just signed Brandon Cooks. Probably doesn't matter at all. Now, the last time we saw Buffalo and Josh Allen, he got sacked. Kenny, can I get some music here for this? Give me something hard driving here. Just like to exemplify the quickness that this is going to go. The last time we saw Josh Allen, he got sacked 8 times by the Houston Texans. Now here's T.J. Watt and the Steelers defense. I'm leaning right now towards Pittsburgh. No strong thought on the game, but if I had to bet the game right now, I think I'd bet the Steelers to cover the spread. Seahawks and the Vikings in Seattle. Seattle, a 10.5-point home favorite. Something like up-tempo, Kenny, in terms of the music. That fits the mood of like a fast-moving segment. Mario music is not really that. Something that, you know, like a hard-driving NFL film's beat, something like that. Or we don't need anything. Seahawks, a 10.5-point favorite against the Vikings. Total in the game is 41. Now, in case you missed it yesterday, we talked about it a lot on the show, J.J. McCarthy in concussion protocol, which to me is Kevin O'Connell like telling J.J., hey, you're not playing on Sunday, and here's an excuse. Yeah, love it. Let's keep it rolling here. Max Brosmer would start for the Minnesota Vikings if J.J. McCarthy can't go. And what I'll say about Max Brosmer... can't be worse than JJ. Can only be as bad. If I want to bet the Vikings, I would like for Christian Darrisaw to play. I'd like for Donovan Jackson to play. I would like for Minnesota's offensive line to be healthy if I wanted to bet Minnesota. And the way that I would encourage people to think about this is, if JJ McCarthy were starting and the number were 10.5, would you consider betting the Vikings? And if the answer to that question is yes, I think you need to bet them with Max Brosmer, because how could he be worse than JJ? How's it possible? He can only be as bad. No bet for me on the Vikings yet, but at double digits with a healthy offensive line, I'll have to consider clicking the button on Minnesota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Niners and the Browns in Cleveland. San Fran, 5.5 on the road, total 38. Weather expected to be bad. Shedeur Sanders gets another start for Cleveland. We talked about the Browns yesterday, and they were getting bet during the show yesterday from 6.5 to 6. I said yesterday, I like Browns plus 6. No matter what happens tonight on Monday Night Football, we're off that number now. I kind of think we're in no man's land at the moment. It's going to be Brock Purdy in bad weather against a really, really good defense. Obviously, you can make a case for the Niners because Shedeur is the quarterback on the other side. I have a small Browns plus 6 bet in tow that I will stick with over the course of the week. Jags and the Titans in Tennessee. Jacksonville, 6.5-point road favorite. This was 7. We've moved off 7. Total of the game is 42. I think I agree with the move off 7 here because Tennessee is quietly starting to play a little better. Hung with Seattle. Final score, not truly indicative of the game. Like, Seattle was way more than a 6-point winner in that game. They won by 6. But the Titans are playing better. The Jaguars are very, very hard to trust. No bet at the current number. I understand people that wanted to take 7 with Tennessee. Dolphins, a 6-point home favorite against the Saints coming off their bye off the Madrid win against the Commanders. 41.5, the total. The Saints love giving up explosives down the field. They gave one up to Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney. Think about that on Sunday. Now here's Tua and Jalen Waddle. I do think Tyler Shuck has acquitted himself okay as Saints quarterback. If I had to bet this game, I think I'd lay the Dolphins. And that's not a place I necessarily want to be in, but leaning towards Miami. Falcons, a 2.5-point road favorite at the Jets, 39.5 the total. This is one of the grossest games of the season. I guess Atlanta, but I don't really want to click that button. Bucks laying 3 against the Arizona Cardinals, 44.5 the total. I don't really think we can have a conversation about this game until we know a little bit more about Baker Mayfield's status. Like, during the power hour tomorrow, we'll have a practice report on Wednesday for Tampa. We'll see if Baker's practicing, like, what the situation is. Obviously, Tampa's better than Arizona, but we need to know if Baker's playing before we can really talk about this game. The LA Rams, 10-point road favorites at the Carolina Panthers. Total of the game is 45. I think this might be Rams 37-3. Do I even need to say anything more? I do like the Rams. I haven't bet the game yet, but I do lean towards the Rams at this point in time. Chargers, a 10-point home favorite against the Raiders, total 41. This is bounced back and forth from Chargers 9.5 to 10. Chargers coming off the bye, Raiders off the Monday night debacle, or the Sunday debacle, excuse me, against the Browns, where Geno Smith was sacked 10 times. But Chip Kelly got fired. And Greg Olsen is now in his third call of duty, calling plays for the Las Vegas Raiders. That's crazy. This is his third stint as Raiders offensive coordinator and play caller. Says something about something. I think I'd rather have Fox Sports Greg Olsen than this Greg Olsen calling plays. Maybe you can talk yourself into a better performance for the Raiders offense. Like, honestly, you probably can. Raiders plus 10 would be my early look in that game. It's Tuesday. I haven't made any bets yet. Sunday Night Football, Broncos and the Commies in our nation's capital. Denver 6.5, 43.5 the total. Marcus Mariota going to start in all likelihood for Washington. We'll see if Terry McLaurin's back. We'll see about Patrick Surtain as the Broncos come off their bye. I don't know if I want to lay Denver in the game. I do think the Broncos will win and run their record to 10-2. And a quick take on Monday Night Football. Patriots and the Giants. Super Bowl 42 and 46 rematch. New England, a 7.5-point home favorite, 46.5 the total. We told you yesterday, Patriots stud rookie left tackle Will Campbell might be out the rest of the regular season. Jared Wilson, their left guard, high ankle sprain. The left side of the offensive line is out for the Patriots in this game. Very quietly, the Giants' offensive line is actually pass-blocking pretty well. They actually are. And with the Patriots down a couple offensive linemen, this is not the setup for a double cross. 7.5? I like it with the Giants at plus 7.5. My thought of how the game will play out is Giants are winning at halftime and the Patriots win the game at the very end, which seems to typify what's going to happen with the Giants, and we'll see if Jackson Dart plays or not. But I do, at this point in the week, like the Giants plus the 7.5. Final hour, power hour coming up next. We start the hour, week 13 best bets with the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.